Blog Talk Radio.
On the Shelly and Chuck Show with my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty and Rocky Balboa Kitten. And they look like they're calming down. Thank you from the heavens above. They have their own little furball, like Fast and the Furious, go around my house. Usually they do it when I open up the show and I'm like, you people can't see. And I've had on my show, like, grandmasters and martial arts. You know, I so respectful, and I'm going, I'm trying to catch the cat. So I have a studio with little fur balls in it. So if you ever hear in the background or anything, those are cats. It's not a sound effect, those cats. But anyway, to get on with the show, I'm going to do the two promos and then bring my guest on, which I'm very honored to have on my show today. I opened up the show with a new song today, Yuzia Sacrifice, who actually is associated with one of my promos that I'll talk about in a second. I just wanted to say that opening up the show today with a man, his name is Superman. Now, the song, I just happened to stumble upon. Did not know who he was or anything like that. And when they say what you ask the universe about certain things out there in the world, but for a while I was asking, bring me great dragons into my life. Successful, powerful dragons that are good and positive. So a lot of people are known in the martial arts world as dragons. And thus, I've got like John the Dragon Wilson, who I did interview, and all these other people. So here I am. I love the crow. So I'm saying, I would love for a pet crow to, you know, to come up on my steps and stuff like this. And I'm not kidding. I've been asking the universe for a crow to come in my life. And I wasn't specific. I mean, you can ask for things in life. And I was having a bad week. I'm not kidding. There's something special that had happened that is connected with me to the song, which is called Why by Superman. I was like, you know, on Facebook, going so through newsfeed, and I happened to stumble across this video. And it was by the musician who I opened up the song with today. It's called Why by Superman. The song is so positive, and we all know the stuff that's been going on, and I'm not even going to give promotion. I'm not even going to mention what it's out there. There's two things that I'm going to say. It's two things up and down my newsfeed, and I'm going, oh, my gosh. What we need to do is in media, if you really don't like something and it is negative, do not even post about it. You know why? This is the truth. Even though we do not like something, it's going to give power to someone that is negative. So what you got to do is combat that negativity with very powerful stuff. So what I do on my Facebook page, I'm posting all this crazy stuff, and it's all, you know, powerful things. So when I happened to see Superman, it stopped me dead in my tracks. And I've been so distraught and stuff, and last week was depressed because I couldn't get it to the event in California. And I'm like, and I told everybody, I'm going to be out there and I have my ticket. And I'm going, oh my gosh, people are going to think I'm a liar. I just didn't happen to have the money. I know in time, I'm just in a transition period, we'll get out there. So the point is, I saw the video, it stopped me. And I'm just like, wow. And it turned my energy. And this is why I wanted to play it and get a hold of Superman. He gave me permission to play a song on my show. And thus, you'll be hearing Superman's music, and I will be getting him as a future guest. So I'm very happy. Who knows? Maybe I'll play the song again on my show. So to get into my promos, I usually actually post them right up on my Facebook page. And let's see. Where are me? My wonderful little promos. The first one is to do with extended family. This goes out to them. And usually I do have Sacrifice back for you all, Boston Boy back at home, where maybe I'll play his song too on the show today. This is for the Sarah Joy Foundation. And I am part of this. This is to my extended family members out there. And this is something I'm going to read from the page exactly. I have it on my Facebook page. The Sarah Joy Foundation is our way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision to help to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah, in her last year, did more traveling activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all of this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed and four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. Through raising money, we'd like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah we had before she passed. It is amazing what a day at a spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people should mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, the flowers of the spring. We will be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. So if you want to check that out on Facebook, Sarah's Joy Foundation, the page there, this is not something to say, okay, we're going to help cure cancer. It is something that people are dealing with, terminal cancer. The woman that it was inspired from was Sarah, who was pregnant with her second child and didn't want to receive treatment, and thus, in the end, she lost her battle with cancer. But there was a silver lining, and this foundation is just a wonderful foundation. So if you please, check it out. Any donation will be greatly appreciated. Now, my second promo before I bring my guests on, it's tough. I'm trying to really reach out to this woman, and I've had people on my show from India to Australia, people calling in from England for this woman, and I'm going to try to pronounce her name the best I can. She is Korean, and forgive me with my Boston accent, I think her name is Naomi Kim, N-A-M-I space K-I-M. She's actually over in Korea, and she's saving animals such as a lot of dogs. This is something she's actually doing every single day. Now, this is not just something, you know, she's just doing once in a while. It is a labor of love. I've been following her page, and I've been trying all week to get, we've been playing touch, like tag, on the internet. And what this is about, it's, and this is, says on the page, it says, Nami Kim, you go there, you can check it out. It's about time to end this brutal cruelty to the dogs in Korea. I'm here to let the world know about dog meat trade and its industry, how the dogs suffer in Korea. We, the rescue team, are on the front lines to fight this dog meat trade. And it's something anybody can check that out. Donations is greatly appreciated because they are going out there and getting all these dogs. And I'm not talking about one or two dogs. They're getting like 50 dogs at a time. So they need help with the medical, and they have to kind of quarantine dogs for a little bit to make sure they're okay. And, you know, everything out there to transport the dogs. And I think that she's only transporting to two places. I forget the second place, but she is transporting to the U.S. So even if somebody is looking for a family pet for, you know, some dog to be part of your family, check into this Nami Kim. Once again, all donations will be greatly appreciated. So check that out on Facebook page. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, listen up here. The special guest that's coming up, I honestly think she's a very beautiful young woman. I happen to come across her page, and what I'm going to tell people out there in cosplay right now, I am old school mama cosplay. Doesn't mean I'm a child. I know for one, you know, about bullying and such, and I came across this, I'm not so sure how I came across this Facebook page. And I saw this woman. I'm hoping, once again, forgive me, I have this Boston accent. I think her name is Ope Queen. I'll ask her about that when I bring on. And let me remind people that this is my show. This is the Sally Minchuk Show. If anybody calls in, even dares to say anything bad or anything, I will disconnect you. My show is not about crap, not about any of these other medias. I'm bringing Opie on here, and I'm letting the world know she is a beautiful young woman. I cannot believe what goes on in cosplay this day. I am one of the originals that went out to cosplay many, many years ago. We went there. We're not like the hipsters, like make it cool being a nerd and a geek and a weirdo. We were the generations where we started going to these places, and I know times change with costumes and stuff. We went there and we felt safe. The community in cosplays and cosplayers, they are meant to be felt safe there. So now all this bullying has started, and this is one thing Mama Cosplay does not like. And I swear, any of those cosplayers out there that don't feel safe or feel bullied, if I'm ever at any of these events, Shelly Nunchucks, you can come look at me. I'm usually dressed in full costume. Even as much as I want to get in shape and have six-pack abs, which I'm working on to go on time, I am not going to ever cut down a costume that is Kato or a ninja and stuff. Come find me. Hang out with me. I'd love to talk. Believe me, I'm a talk. I got a radio show here. So I want people to, you know, let you people out there know this young woman that I'm bringing on my show, she is a beautiful young woman. How dare anybody says anything about her? Anybody that has problems with this cosplay has problems with me. So to let you know, she's got a ninja on her side, and she's got a good friend now. So if she's ever at an event, I'm going to be right there with her. So just to let you guys know about that. And she is beautiful. So let me see. I think she might be in the queue here. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Carla. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Is this,
hello?
Is this Ope? Is this you?
Yes, Ope.
Oh, bye. Okay, I'm sorry. Forgive me, I didn't explain. I'm originally from Boston, so I try to pronounce it as best as I can. So forgive me, I don't mean to butcher your name. So how are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
I'm good.
Good morning.
I'm good. So I'm going to get into it, and I want to know, you know, about your life and yourself, you know, with the cosplay. Now, you yourself, how did you get into cosplay?
Well, I was 14, and I was, you know, watching some anime, and I saw that some of my friends were dressing up in costume, and I really wanted to try it, and that's really what started me into it. I wanted to try it, and I haven't stopped since.
Oh, cool. So, do you remember your first cosplayer outfit?
I was actually cosplayed as Haruhi Suzumiya, but my stepdad at the time bought me the costume off eBay, and he bought me an XXXL when I was only a size M. So I went to the convention all baggy in my first costume for New York Comic Con.
Oh, wow. Wow. But you must have had so much fun, right?
Yeah, it was fun. I went with some friends, and it was the first time I'd ever been in the city, so I was kind of nervous.
Oh, wow. I mean, but it ended up being a good experience, though, right?
Yeah, it was a great experience.
Good. So, with your costumes, how many times have you been to a convention, and do you make any of your costumes at all?
Well, I don't really have the skills at the moment to make my costumes. I actually have a sewing machine that's collecting dust, but I buy all of my costumes, and
okay.
I've only been to about 5 conventions in my life.
Oh, cool. No, that's a start. I mean, you have a sewing machine, and you know what it is? You can always practice on, you know what is a good start is to practice on dolls, because then that's like, you know, a little size. And you can make, you know what I mean? You start off with, like, I don't know what you have at home. Excuse me, my allergies, I'm sneezing here. So, you know, practice on something small. And then, you know, I think people just get a feel for it. And, you know, whatever you want to make, I think you just take it from there. Because you have the sewing machine. And I've got a funny feeling, after a while, you're going to be really great with it. I mean, I just got that feeling. I just, like, because you really put yourself together really well. I just was, like, blown away at your costumes. Like, wow, this girl is beautiful. Like, absolutely gorgeous. And I'm like, I'm jealous. But not in a bad way, because, you know, there's so much things going out there. And I just, man, I wish I looked like that. No, I'm serious. I was like, what a gorgeous girl. And I'm like, man, she could be like my little sister, but she's going to outdo me in costumes. Which is all good. No, seriously. You really, you know, I know it's really hard because, you know, what we do to ourselves, we are the hardest people on ourselves. And I do things to myself. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so ugly. Oh, my God, this and that. My feet are too big. My nose is too big. I do this to myself, too. But, you know, from an outsider looking at you and never met you in person, and those pictures and one that I did see, I think it was all white and kind of bluish. And I think you had, I don't know if you have contacts or not, but it was like blue eyes. And I was like, oh, my God, you really do look like something, someone that belongs in a film. I'm not kidding. There are fantasy films. I mean, if you can get into films and you can start doing that by, you know, looking up independent films and checking things out, because it's so much out there. And I'm like, wow, you have a face to be photographed. You can be in fantasy films, even starting off as an extra, because you are gorgeous, girl. I'm telling you, Opie Queen, you're a gorgeous, gorgeous girl. I'm not lying. Ask anybody. I always tell you from my heart, but you are. You know, you're just beautiful. And I really, when I saw your video about the bullying and stuff, that's not something I take very lightly, because when I was very younger, I was bullied myself. And when I saw that and I saw that you were upset, I was like, that's not right. Not right. And people turn around and they say to you know, oh, people, it's part of life and stuff. But I'm like, well, why do we have to be that way? Why can't we do an extension?
Yeah.
Whatever, you know, whatever we are. I mean, I don't know how you feel, but I hope you're feeling better. I mean, how are you feeling now?
I'm feeling a bit better. I mean, I had a few anxiety attacks due to the fact that my bullies saw the video and decided to mock my video on their pages. And it was just, you know, it was hard for me to breathe, and they just don't understand what they're really doing to people when they do that.
It's something, Opie, I know it's so hard, but you know what? This is a start of stuff, and once you get used to being on social media, the best thing I do, because I'm always on social media, you know, I'm always on Facebook and Twitter and stuff. People can say cruel things, but the funny thing is that you can remember, guess what? You can shut the computer off, take a breather, and another thing I do on my Facebook page, ask anybody, anything negative, I take down. I just take down, block, whatever, because all it is words, And people are just keyboard warriors. That's all they are. I mean, seriously, I just laugh. I go to cosplay now. No one's going to mess with me. Everyone leaves me alone. I don't care what anybody says because I'm happy. They don't like me. They, you know what? They can take a leap off a pier for relic here. And that's kind of a nice way of putting it. So you just remember, it's only social media. That's all it is. And people are just going to respond to it. You know why? You have this beauty that's unique, and you're gorgeous. And this happens, I'm not kidding. This is just cosplay with what it is. People put on costumes. You won't even believe with films what people say to each other. It's crazy. I'm like I said, cosplay another. But you know what? Just shake it off. And if it gets bad, you know, I don't know if you can get someone that's an admin that can help out with your Facebook page. If it gets too much, if there's someone that, you know, can be like your an admin or someone in your life, have them go over your Facebook page and take down all the negative things. Have someone help you out, you know, until you get stronger and you really know what this is about. So I don't know if that would be something that would be helpful. You know what I mean? Because you definitely get stronger. Because now you got me. You got me in your circle, and I'm a ninja. And I'm not going to have you. No, seriously, I'm not going to have you being all sad because you're a dreamer. You have this dream of going to cosplay, having fun. And no one, not even yourself, Opie, you deserve happiness in your life. Everybody does. And no more crying for you because I'm here. I'll be right there. If I ever see anybody on your page, I'll be right there with you. You know, I'm not going to have you, you know, people talk around bullying up like, whatever. It's just keyboard warriors. Because you know what keyboard warriors do? If they ever see you in person, nah. They're like, you know, because maybe because I'm kind of a little bit crazy anyway, and I'm just like, I'm a wolf. If anybody even messes with you at a convention, you're with me, believe me. They'll be scared. They'll be running away from me, I'm telling you. So, you know what I'm saying? I swear to God, people leave me alone because I do not care. And you're a beautiful, beautiful one. I don't want you to ever forget that. You look in the mirror. This is what somebody does to me. Like I said, I was having a bad week. This is going to sound silly. You go to a mirror, you know, go there, look at the mirror, and start smiling. What happens is you start getting goofy and you start smiling and laughing. It's a trick I do myself. When I get done, I'll go to a mirror, start smiling at yourself. You don't have to say anything, but it's just something that's contagious because they say a smile is contagious and you deserve to be happy. I mean, you know, what other costumes? What was one of your favorite costumes? What was that white costume? There was one that was white and blue, and you were looking to the side. It was, like, I think, more like you were facing kind of a little bit sideways, but you were really pretty. What was that one? It was all in the background. It was white. I think it was like a dress. It was all white and blue. And I'm like, people have been giving you compliments. I've been posting it on my page, and I was like, what character is that? Or is it just a dress? Or
it was just a random Renaissance dress that I had shot in. And what's funny is that one of my bullies was the person that took that picture. And, you know, we used to be friends, and now we're not. And she actually took the picture, and she edited it. And, you know, I had a great time making that picture, but, you know.
Well, very... they do say, you know, I mean, things do happen in life, and it gets us so wound up and upset. What people do is they come in and out of your lives. And for any reason, for whatever, if anybody ever makes you feel uncomfortable, and people make excuses to keep people in their lives, oh, but this person did this and that. If for any reason someone doesn't make you feel like they make you feel less than your self-worth, don't have them in your life. I mean, it's just at a time, person did the picture, but if the person's giving you any grief, just get rid of them. Do you know what I mean? Just move on. Don't have them in life. And let me tell you, I've done the same thing, but that's it. Facebook, whatever, in your real life, because your mental health is important. You know, that's definitely important. So, you know, move on and look for people who are going to be successful, is going to help uplift you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good. Good, good, good. So there was another picture. I'm gonna go straight to your Facebook page, and I'm gonna ask you to tell me about the pictures because they're just like, I'm just like blown away. I'm like, oh my gosh, You should definitely be modeling. You do costumes really well. And even full-length costumes, gorgeous girl, absolutely gorgeous. I'm sitting there. I was like, no, I've had red hair, and I saw one. You have long red hair. I'm like, oh, my gosh, gorgeous. What is that? She has long red hair, and I think she has a black corset sort of thing. Is that a character, or is that just something you made up?
It was supposed to be Marvel's Medusa from the Inhumans from the Fantastic Four, but I kind of made my own spin on it because it had this very, very long red curly wig, and it looked like Medusa's hair, and I had this corset latex dress, so I was just like, why not? I'll try to play with that a little bit and make it into Medusa.
Oh, it's nice. Whatever it is, I just like bring up your costume so people know, but gorgeous. Every single one of these pictures, you are absolutely gorgeous. I'm just like looking at them going, girl, I'm jealous. I'm just like, oh my gosh, she's so gorgeous. So like, I just go through. There's one that does look like a Star Wars one. I'm not sure. I could be wrong, though. There's one where you have blonde hair, it looks like two ponytails, and a black thing around your head. I don't know
from my Twi'lek cosplay. It's actually a Star Wars alien character. Usually see them in Jabba the Hutt's with the head tails and they're dancing. I actually bought Leku from a shop on eBay. So
yeah, I knew that. the costume, you said it was on eBay?
Yeah.
Cool.
Actually, the black dress that I'm wearing in that picture is the same dress I'm wearing in the Medusa picture.
Oh, okay. But it looks good. See, you're very creative. You're taking things. So that's why I just know you've got creativity in you, girl. I think you're going to go beyond and you're going to start making. I just feel that. I feel you have this knack for it. Your makeup, the transformation. I'm like, I have to know. No, seriously. I think there's I don't know what you use. Do you use anything makeup to make your skin whiter?
No, I'm actually very, very white.
Really? You have, like, porcelain skin. You have, like, this beautiful skin. I don't see any blemishes or anything. I was like, wow. Because I do the crow costume. The crow's white. I'm like, how does she get her makeup so perfect? I'm like, oh. And I'm just like, it's beautiful. The costumes are gorgeous. I'm going on, just looking at your pictures, and I got to tell you something. It's true that I'm really taking a hot right here. You have one, I believe, is Dragon Ball Z. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So what is the one with the one thing over the eye? You have long black hair, and it's like a scope or something you have over the eye. Which character is that?
It's supposed to be my Vegeta crossplay. Vegeta's usually a guy in the series, but I figured I'd turn him into a girl.
No, that's okay. I do all guys' costumes. I do a lot of Bruce Lee costumes and stuff, and from the Lee family, I do all guys' stuff, and I'm like, that is really cool. The wig and everything like that. I'm like, where do you get your wigs? Because I've got wigs, but they have splits, but yours look like they would stay on real well. Do you get them off eBay?
Yeah, I get them off eBay, Etsy, or Amazon. What you really have to look for is the cosplay wigs, because if you get random just wigs, you'll get, like, Party City wigs, which are very straw, and they look very strange. I made that mistake once. I got a straw wig, and it looked really bad. It looked so fake. Actually, it's in one of my I posted a picture of my first, you know, Chi cosplay on my Facebook page, and the wig I'm wearing in there is actually a wig I got out of one of the booths that was like a straw wig. And you can tell that it looks very, very fake.
Oh, wow. I mean, you put yourself together really well, really well in here. And I couldn't tell that. I don't know which one it would be. I mean, I'm just going through all the photos and seeing that there's one that I'm looking at, which is really kind of cool. You've got purple with, I believe, a unicorn horn. Now, what is that about?
Well, there's a series called My Little Pony, and there's a fan base called Bronies. And I figured I'd try to do one of the characters called Rarity, which she's a white and purple unicorn in the series that likes glam and likes to make her own costumes and dresses. So I figured I'd do one makeup tutorial and try to make the upper part of my body rarity.
Wow. The reason why I say that is because unicorns, I don't know if you know anything about unicorns. I know that they say it's mystical stuff. A unicorn is actually, you know, really, it's metaphysical too, and it's something, it's a person that brings the light. It's something that's positive and powerful. And for me, myself, I know someone that is actually called the unicorn. And it's one of my extended family members, big brother. He could be on your page. And his name, people call him Z, and they call him the unicorn. He's a very powerful, like, positive person. That he's called the unicorn. And that's why when I saw it, I thought of my brother Z. So it's kind of like, I was like, oh, my gosh. Well, next time I see him, I'm like, bro, there is a young girl that is doing a cosplay of a unicorn. I bet he's going to think it's really cool. I bet you a bazillion dollars is going to think that one is really kind of cool, just to let you know. So I do actually know a real unicorn. They do exist, believe me, if you believe in unicorns. So that's really kind of cool. So what I'm trying to see... What are the, because you have a whole entire thing here. There's one, it looks like writing on the hat. You have blonde hair, and you're tugging it down. It's a big floppy kind of hat. What character is that?
Which one?
There's one on the front of your page. There's where you have them all together on the left-hand side with the floppy hat. You're putting your hand up. And you've got Broadway going.
That's my Tsunade cosplay. It's from a series called Naruto, and the hat is my Hokage hat.
Ah, so you really know your anime.
I try to watch every series I can on Crunchyroll.com, so I try, but it's sometimes it's hard because I have a 1-year-old, so she kind of drives me nuts and. Won't let me watch
the match.
Want to?
You can have it. If you like Dragon Ball Z, what is Goku's little son?
Gohan?
Is it Johan?
Yeah.
I have it. I used to watch it when it first came out. I get the characters mixed up. You could dress up your child as like a little Johan.
Well, what we wanted to do was one of my cosplay is Vegeta. I do a girl version of Vegeta, and Vegeta has a son named Trunks. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to do female Vegeta, my daughter do female Trunks when he was little, and then my husband tried to go as, like, male Bulma, but he refuses to put a blue wig on, so I really can't make him do that.
That's funny. You just, who knows? Maybe you'll find people there, you know, at the conventions, you know, that would that you're looking for. I'm still looking for people myself for my costumes. I'm looking for my Batman and Robin and Green Hornet. So maybe you'll find people you'll be able to do a picture with. You're just blown me away. I'm at a loss for words. I'm just looking more at these pictures I'm seeing. No, seriously, I'm honestly saying this. This is not something because I have you live on the show. I tell people, you know, I'm open and honest about that and just going through this. I see this. It's a schoolgirl uniform, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. I wouldn't even wear that. I'm just sitting there going, this is really kind of cool. And is that anime or is that just a costume? You have it's a braided wig. It's like a lighter blonde wig. What is that, a anime costume too?
It's just a random schoolgirl outfit. And actually, when I posted it on my fan page, I had a woman who I had to ban from my page say that it's too sexist, that I'm promoting, you know, sexual things for women, you know, in a bad behavior because girls wear schoolgirl outfits. I'm like, you know, everyone wears schoolgirl outfits if they want to. Go to Party City or a Halloween store.
I'm not, there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely not wrong with that. And it's just like, because I know what it is out there. It does, like, I mean, I get what people are saying, but the thing is, a lot of people, you know, they get into other people's business and you're going to get, you know, you're going to get more and more attention because you do these outfits, and you're awesome. You're awesome at doing it. You hold yourself very well, and I'm even looking to see even more here. And it just happens, believe me, even in films and stuff, things do happen, and it don't matter. I think the problem is, you know, even when I see other girls and the costumes change and they show skin and stuff, it doesn't matter. A woman could be fully clothed and stuff, and people are still going to complain. I dress up as guys. I'm covered. I do a whole ninja costume, and people complain because they say I look like a man. You know, it's just, and I'm like, really? Huh? Because I'm dressing up as a ninja. This stuff happens, and I'm like, whatever. I mean, if you're happy doing that, it's just like, let people, you know, they're giving you promotions. It's really funny. You aren't going to believe this, but when you get negative attention, that is actually giving you promotion. It sounds so strange, but that blows up people even more.
Yeah.
So that's something that does happen, and it's just like, you know what, people got a problem with you, whatever. You know, because you never met them in person, they never met you, they don't know your story, and they never walked in your shoes. They have, you know, probably half the people out there that say negative things about you couldn't even walk a couple miles in your shoes. They have no idea of anything you've gone through in your life. So it's just something just like, just delete it, go on, go, because more than likely, for every one negative comment, there's going to be 10 people coming on there saying how beautiful you are. That's how things work. It's just something, there's a thing called karma. Believe me, if someone's like that on the internet, like I call them keyboard warriors, you know, you're just, I can't even stress it enough, you're so beautiful. I hope you know that. I hope you really know that, and I'm like, I'm not trying to embarrass you or turn red, but you really are beautiful, and you really touched me in a way where I'm saying, man, if you were my younger sister, it would just outrage me if anybody said anything bad about you. You're just a very beautiful young woman. I'm looking to see, even going on with this one that almost looks like a zombie, where you have, I think you might have just put it up about 12 hours ago, you've got like a purple wig on and white eyes. Now, what is that one?
That's actually from the same series, Naruto. It's a character named Hinata, and she usually just has white eyes. I had one of my
wow.
friends photoshop my eyes, and she kind of made it too white, I guess, because you can't see anything.
It looks cool. I mean, just the characters themselves, you really pull them up well. And to let you know, for yourself, to help yourself out. Now, I know you don't know about special effects and stuff, but there's free things out there that you can try. I can talk to you about it a little bit later on. It's just things for yourself where you can take your picture and you can actually put it into a little program and you can start doing it yourself. So it's something you can also look into that. You can be more creative and start learning about CG. It might not be your thing, but say, for instance, if you can't get a hold of someone to do your picture and you have to have it up for an event or something like that, learn and get to do other things yourself. Because I know that I've got a feeling that you can do these things. I just know it. I believe in you. Because if you can do those things, it's always good to learn about everything. Because then you'll be multi-talented and you take care of your stuff yourself. So no one gives you hassles or anything like what you just said. And I just got a feeling about that. I'm just trying to see go through more hair. So if you don't mind me asking, for you growing up, can you talk about your childhood or anything? You don't have to, but I wanted to get people to know about you. I want people to understand about walking in your shoes. Is there stuff that you can tell us about yourself?
Well, my childhood was very rough. My mom was a very, very abusive person. She was very abusive towards me, my sister Brianna, and Tina. And it was not a great experience because every time she got with another husband, they too would be abusive to us, and it was not a great situation for us.
So it was really hard growing up for you.
Yeah. One of the things in my life that happened to me, but I grew up stronger from it, was me and my sister were sexually abused by one of our stepfathers, and he's in jail now, but I feel like that made us stronger as people because, you know, that's a hard thing to go through when you're 10, 12 years old. And I feel like, you know, I went through that and I'm stronger because of it. And, you know, I'm trying to make sure people know that, you know, if something happens, you can always talk to someone, which I had someone to talk to when I was younger. My life wasn't really, you know, a great experience for me.
Yeah, it's really hard. This is why people, they just don't know. And believe me, I know it's so hard. And if, you know, if stuff, I want you to know that I'm on Facebook and I tell people all the time, I might not get people, you know, right away. If you ever want to call me or, you know, talk to me, send me a message or something, if bullying ever gets too tough, you know, I won't explain stuff about me, but I know exactly how you feel about not having that happiness in childhood. But, you know, as an adult, we just, like, we can become whatever we want, because I'm just seeing this beautiful young lady. I'm hearing from you. You have such a good heart. And, I mean, for anybody to say things about you, they don't know. They honestly don't know. And for them to judge you, it's not right. But I want you to be strong. I want you to hang on there. And there's something I don't know if you'd be interested in, but I don't know, you know, you don't have to say where you live, but where you live, have you ever thought about getting into martial arts?
Well, my husband actually is learning Aikido, Japanese art of Aikido, and he's teaching me a few things. I used to be what my siblings and me called a McDojo, which was a dojo run by someone who doesn't know anything about martial arts, but they still have classes. So.
Yeah, that does happen. I mean, you know, if you can find, you know, for yourself, and I tell girls, you know, it shouldn't have to be this way. And I believe, I mean, I dress different. I'm dressed full in costumes. And it's very hard to write on social media because people think, oh, you're putting someone down because of costume, the dress. I says, no, this is reality. I think women should be able to dress any way they want. The fact is,
yeah.
You know, that we're not always going to be around a guy. You're not always going to be around your husband. So it's always for best interest for a girl to know some sort of defense, whatever it is. You know, if you can carry even like a nail file and something. I mean, anything, you know, carry your keys in your hands, other things. And it's always good for a woman because you are beautiful out there. And, you know, whenever you're by yourself, martial arts, it'll give you the self-esteem, will help you. And I think all women should learn a form of self-defense. So that's something I think you really should get into. You don't have to. I'm just saying that, you know, I think it's going to help out with your bullying. You know, I think it's going to
yeah.
It's going to flip it. You know what I mean? That's another thing internally, because it's not all about just the fighting and stuff. It's going to make you, it would make you a strong woman. So if it's something, I mean, you know, you can always go to a dojo and just look and see what they do. You know, pick something that's comfortable for you. I mean, you like anime, and a lot of that, you know, to do with martial arts, too. So that's something
yeah.
that, you know, I can see you, you know. And then even with the poses, too, when you're doing this one, I love this one that I love the most. I mean, I saw one that, where is it? It's blue and white. Now I got to find it. This is the one, I mean, there was one that you were darker, too, that was really kind of cool. But my favorite one, there is one, you're Stingmere, and it is incredible. I'm actually going to click onto it right now. You have, like, wood in the background, and you have this, you got your hands on your hip, you got a long blonde wig, and it's blue and white, you have two hearts on your chest. That one, I don't know why. I don't know, maybe it's more ninja-like, but that costume is the bomb. I love it. That's something I would wear. I mean, I've always gone fully dressed, but this one here, that's something I would wear. I mean, what costume is that? That is so cool.
That's actually Rambo Mika from Street Fighter. She's actually a wrestler, so it is from, like, a martial arts fighting type game.
Ah, no wonder what. Okay, I've got it. I knew it. It's really cool. And I'm like, I bet even, you know, basic martial arts, there's so many cool things that you should, if they have any weapons, you should, do you have weapons with your costumes? Do you know how to make them?
I'm trying to get into prop work. I have like two big PVC pipes in my closet right now that I want to make into something, but I have no skill with that yet.
Oh, just try, girl. Or if there's something that you can actually, you know, if you can order or something, because I know it's like right now you just got out. But oh my gosh, your poses are amazing. And it's, you know what to do too? It's like, I don't want to tell you what to do, but I see, like, you know, like the ninja ones and stuff. This, watch, like, martial arts videos. You know, same like Shaolin training videos for your costumes. Watch how they pose, because it's going to even make you stand out more. I mean, the more, even though it's cosplay and people are really cool in what they're doing, learn about, you know, posing in the martial stuff. Now, modeling for me, regular modeling, I'm horrible at it, but it's like, put a weapon in my hand, like a real katana blade, so I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to go. But I just got this feeling, because you're already photogenic, and learning about the characters and more like in these martial art movements, look up, you know, real videos and stuff of them moving and how they hold their hands and everything with weapons and stuff. Oh my God, you would just blow them away even more. You absolutely would be even more stunning, because it's like you got the weapons and you can handle yourself, because your poses are just natural. I'm just looking at it. Believe me, no, I'm not kidding this. Just seeing this here. I mean, when you first started this, your first time you did it, did you think you would still be doing it after the first time you did it?
Yeah. And with the whole prop making, one of my fans actually wants me to cosplay as a character named Caitlyn from League of Legends, and she actually has a prop gun, which, honestly, my husband's like, you should just get out of Nerf guns and paint it. I'm like, I don't want to bring a Nerf gun. It looks exactly like Nerf. So I'm going to buy the prop gun off of eBay, because it's just a lot of work to glue Nerf guns together. And
yeah, I know people do that. I mean, you know what? You'd be surprised. I mean, if it's not something you like, maybe it's something you can look into doing. I haven't done any props myself, but who knows? Maybe you're getting more into it as time goes by. You might be good, you know, doing it. You never can try, because I believe you got this talent. You have, I mean, I can't stop bragging about your pitches here, especially the dark one. I love going on here. You've got, it's like purple or blue, and you've got red here, and I think you've got green eyes with dark lipstick. Was that just a photo shoot? It looks like a little hat and stuff. I mean, I love this. I love the dark one, too. What? Is this a character, or is this just a photo shoot? It says photography by Anseli Alor.
I'm not sure which one that is. Let me check my page. I've done a lot of shoots.
Oh, okay.
Which one is it? I can't seem to find it.
Whatever the characters, I don't know, she's got short red hair, you've got bangs. If you look at it, if you're looking at it at the computer over to the left, it looks like it's tilted like a little hat or ribbon or something. And it's blue, it's dark. It's a very, you've got some sort of black folk kind of fur thing on around your neck. You've got, I think, green eyes. It's on your modeling site. I think it's, I know the modeling site that it's on. I think it's, it says March 14th, that one.
Let me look through my pictures. I think I know which one you're talking about. Let me see. I honestly can't find it.
Okay, let me see. What I'll do is, let me see. I'm going to send it to you in a message. That's what I'm going to do. Give me 1 second. I'm pulling up here. Because I'm going to put this in a special message, because this is just like, I'm just like, man, you can transform. See, this is the thing about you. You are like a transformer. You can go from light characters to dark characters. You have that type of way where I think anything, whether the character is a light character or a dark character, you can actually pull it off. Let's see, let me put this in a message. don't mind me. I'm holding one thing in one hand, and I'm typing in another hand. So I'm sending it to you right now. I don't know if you're going to be able to see this. So I just sent it to you in a message.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that one. That was actually just a random photo shoot.
Oh, really?
I was
random?
Like, some red hair. I was like, oh, because I dye my hair a lot, so I always have red hair sometimes. Right now it's blue. But
oh,
I know,
okay.
Red hair, and I'm just like, I've done a lot of pictures with red hair. I'm wondering which one it is.
Yeah, that one, I don't know if your hair is short or not, but it's just absolutely amazing. Just like the look where you're looking out, and it looks like a glow. Like on the right side, it looks like a blue glow, like you're glowing. So I didn't know if that was a character. I don't know if that's supposed to be part of it, but there's a glow to it. If you can see that, you see what I mean?
He had, the photographer had a blue light that was shining on me from the left-hand side. That way it had that effect of a blue light in the background. And then she had a normal white light on the other side of me. So it looked like a cool illusion for when she took the pictures.
Wow. It's kind of, it is a transformation just to see that, because when you're going from the light, like I'm thinking of like a light fantasy princess one where the white and blue one is. It's like a little fantasy thing, and then here, it's dark. And I'm like, whoa, wow. it just got my attention. No, I like transformation. So it's like you really are a transformer. And that's what, see, that's what it's about. You can go from any different type of costume. You do have that look where it just matches everything that you put on. And you can pull anything off. You know, it's something that I really like. Now, was there any costumes that I didn't talk about? I think I'm going through all here. What about the one with the striped shirt? There's one where you're sitting on some stairs, and you've got striped socks, striped shirt, and long blonde hair.
That's my Misa Amane costume from Death Note. That was one I was doing for a site I used to work for as a set. And my friend wasn't really a photographer, but she took my camera and was like, okay, get on the stairs. And she was just like, yeah, get on the stairs. I'll take some pictures of you. And actually, one of my great friends took some pictures of me in the same costume a while back, and her photography page is MK Photography, and she really, you know, does some amazing stuff, because she took some pictures of me as Misa one time, and she did some backgrounds of me with an actual Shinigami, which is a demon from the anime, in the background. So I thought that was, like, really cool.
Wow, I must have missed that one. I don't know if I've seen that one or not. Do you have that on your page?
I actually send it to you right now. I actually have it downloaded on my Facebook.
Oh, cool. I can't wait to see that. Let's see.
Yeah, her work is just amazing. She does such fabulous work, and I'm just like, I was blown away by what she did with that. I was like, wow, because I can't do that. I can't do Photoshop like that, and I was like, that's just amazing. Let me send it to you right now.
Okay.
Actually, in like a red corset.
you're definitely a corset woman. I can tell. I want to get one myself, but I'm like, woo! Absolutely gorgeous. Oh, my gosh.
Actually, her page is MKG Photography. Sorry, I missed one of the letters. But
okay, all right. I'm just waiting for it to come through.
I got to find it in my inbox. Let me see. Where'd it go? Let me see. I got to find it in my picture. I just got it, and now it's not in here. Okay, here it is. Sending to you now. And I'm in a red corset.
Oh, my gosh. Let me blow this up. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's so awesome. That's you?
Yeah.
this is awesome. No, seriously, I got to tell you why. Because I play zombies. See, the thing on the left, I do all these characters. I'm watching it. I play, like, evil and stuff. I'm totally covered up. I have all all makeup and stuff. I was like, seriously? I'd be on the left and like, I'm special. I'm working with this pretty woman. No, seriously. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I just reminded me. She's just amazing. You look at your eyes and the hair, just your whole face. Are you holding a book? Is that what you're looking at? I should have my glasses on, but is that a book you're holding?
Yeah, the book is called A Death Note, and in the series, if you write down the person's name in the death note, if you write down their name and such, they'll have a heart attack. So it's
kind of like
those type. Yeah, it's like a killing anime, basically. You write the person's name in death note, and they have a heart attack. And
okay, I'm always going to be nice to you. I'm never going to get on your bad side. I'm always going to love you, okay, Opie Queen? Okay, I'm going to be very, very nice to you. I'm never going to make you mad, okay? Wow, this is that's really kind of cool. You should put that up today. That's just blowing me away. That's, you know, I really, you know, if you can get into films, oh, my God, girl, you just don't even know. Believe me, I've seen people, you know, come and go in the film industry, and you just are so beautiful. You would be great for the camera. The camera would love you. If you can get into acting, have you had any acting experience?
I've never had any acting experience, which is funny because I live an hour from New York City, which is like the home of theater and acting, but I've never tried out for anything. I mean, I used to go to this, like, casting thing for models. They had this, like, huge modeling agency that was doing, like, you know, actors, models, stuff like that when I was 18, and I tried it out, and I was, like, so nervous. I was, like, mumbling, and I walked out of the casting session like, oh, I didn't get that part, or I'm not going to be having a call back. But the thing was, they called me back because it was a scam, so I was like, yeah.
Oh, well, let me tell you something, okay, because if for any reason, I'm going to tell you the truth, you want to get into acting, I mean, I wish you were closer to Boston to start you off. I mean, if you're ever in Boston, I mean, maybe you can join it anyway. There's a couple people I know, and I'll write this to you. Her name's Jody Purdy Quinlan. She has the casting. It doesn't cost anything. Boston casting, I don't know all the casting things, but there's a couple of things because there's a lot of filming that goes in Boston. And what happens is when you first get into it, you can find, you know, work as an extra or something, and you look and you start networking, and this is how it exactly happened for me. So I started getting indie films, and there's so much fantasy. You would be so wonderful for fantasy. You've got that look. There's so much fantasy, sci-fi stuff out there. You're absolutely gorgeous. And the thing to do, if you're not sure about acting, what you could practice doing is monologues in front of the mirror. Because sometimes what they do is when you go to act, sometimes they ask you to read something. Sometimes you just show up for extra work and you just give them a picture. You start off as non-union. Sometimes you get paid. It depends on what it is. A lot of indie films, you start off as non-union. And so you get a couple pictures of yourself, and then also, just a regular picture of yourself without the weave. They want something like, I think, 8x10. You probably know about this and stuff, and, you know, you put information on it. And then just take it from there. Do it one step at a time. And if you want to, like, keep learning, get a monologue or just start doing stuff, you know, with someone, practicing something off a favorite TV show, and just practice lines, just practice going on lines, because sometimes what they do is when you go in and get casted or, you know, auditions and stuff, they'll put a little X on the ground, you stand on it, and they put you on camera, and they have you read something. They do, it's called cold casting calls. So, I mean, it doesn't hurt. Look into it if it's something you want to get into, because believe me, from looking at your pictures, oh, my gosh, you're gorgeous, and you know, it's good to look into other things, because that's like, I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but if it's something where you want to get into acting, I mean, you got to look right there, especially for fantasy, and, you know, you just, to me, you kind of stand out, and I'm looking, speaking of standing out, I'm seeing a picture, I'm like, whoa, mama, you're just like, I'm just like going where you're in a school, and you're with someone, you're kind of like looking over, you have this long blonde hair, and there's another, I think, anime character with short black hair. What is that? You're near some blue school lockers. What characters are those?
That was actually a meetup in New York City for a High School of the Dead photo shoot type thing. We were going to do, like, a film and photo shoot. And I was cosplaying as Shizuka, the school nurse. And the anime is basically about zombies, the zombie apocalypse in Japan. And it's actually really fun.
Wow. So do you like zombie films? Do you like doing stuff like that?
Yeah, it was actually one of my old friends, Adam Wright, actually got me into the anime, and he suggests, you know, I try out the, you know, try out the Shizuka cosplay because she's like badass and I fit the character pretty well because she's kind of dipsy too, so I'm kind of ditzy at sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, that's what acting is, you know, it's something you find out what suits you, and that's what acting is. I go out what, like I said, I go out for characters, and I go from head to toe zombie dripping blood, like I pour blood on myself, I learn how to do makeup, and I think you're going to evolve. I just see this is just the start for everything, and I could picture you doing films. You know, you could be, believe me, you're so very young. Getting into film, it's not going to be that impossible for you. You know, I wish I knew more people in New York. Like I said, I can write to you and tell you about Boston, those things. I mean, I don't know if you ever get up to Boston, because what they do is in Boston casting, you set up a profile. Don't pay for anything. Never, ever, when you go to sign up for anything to act, you never pay for anything. If people say, well, I need this amount of money to put a picture in, you don't. Never, ever pay for anything. Because they're going to have, like, certain profiles and certain casting agencies where you can do an upgrade, you pay for something, but I do all the free profiles, I still get the emails for the work. I just can't make it. I just can't make it to these sets. I don't have a car to get to these sets. So that's why I don't do the work. But, you know, if you have a car, if you can get them, get on the sets. You never can tell. You could be meet up with people from independent films, and they'd be like, oh, you'll be nice for Elite. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like it's about networking, and you just got this wonderful look. I mean, sometimes, believe it or not, it's half the you know, casting, they're looking for a certain look, and you've got eyes that just stare at you. That just, you know, you the camera just, like, loves you. Believe me, when I do modeling, I have to do 100 poses to have one good picture. I'm so horrible at modeling. I bet it just comes natural to you. Do you have fun on the sets?
Yeah. I mean, actually, with the whole acting thing, there was with the WeRiseMag.com with that whole meetup with Shizuka and everything. We did a trailer for, like, an actual live trailer type thing. But I did, like, one line, so I kind of forgot we did that.
Oh, that's a start. Is it on YouTube at all?
Yeah, I'm going to try to find it on YouTube and send it to you.
Oh, my gosh. I did not know that. You have stuff on YouTube, some acting stuff. I would have talked about that. I mean, seriously, you can even just, like, one line, that's good. You know, you're just starting, you know, believe me, there's a lot of people that are dying to get lines. So you gotta put in the door, girl.
I'm going to try to – it's on the WeRiseMag.com page on YouTube, if I can find it, because I actually forgot I did that a while ago, and it was really fun.
Oh, awesome. And if you know, like I said, you know, especially this time of the year, you know, Halloween is a big thing in horror films. Oh my gosh, girl, you know, if you like, people are doing sci-fi more, everything's CG. So even, like, green screen, oh, my gosh, you probably would love doing a lot of acting with green screen. They can do incredible things, you know, and it's stuff, you know, for myself, I started out in acting, but I actually want to make a couple of films. It's just everything comes with money. And then, you know, there's just so much out there for you. I just, you know, not just cosplay, because I just see this wonderful character in front of me. There's even more. I'm seeing one. It looks familiar. There's three people in the picture. You're on the left. You got two blonde ponytails that are tied, and you're wearing something white with a black kind of belt, it looks almost like you guys are Jedis or something. I'm trying to think, what is this from? This girl that has brown with a black wig. I don't know if that's black wig or not, but it's long black. And there's a guy on the side. He's wearing red, and he's got a black bandana with white hair. There's something else.
Yeah, that's from Naruto. That's from New York Comic Con 2012. I was Tsunade. My friend Akune was Orochimaru, and some random guy was Jiraiya, and we just had a blast because when I went to New York Comic Con that day, everyone I went with ditched me. And that was the first day I met my friend Akune, and she saw me. She was like, oh, my God, I need to have you for my Naruto group. So she kind of, like, stole me, and we had, like, an amazing time with that. And
Wow. We've
been ever since.
See, some things do happen for a reason. You go there, and you make friends, and that's really cool. You should definitely... I don't know if this is... Are these on just on your timeline? Because I'm going through the whole thing. Or do you have a separate album? All these pictures? Because I think you should have, like, separate album to put all my cosplay. I don't know if you can date it and stuff and say where the conventions are.
I think I can. I used to have Listen to Your Comic Con albums and stuff, but they kind of got deleted.
Okay.
Hopefully, I'm actually going to New York Comic Con next month on Thursday. So, as Tsunade, so I'm hoping, you know, some fellow like photographers, I can try to meet up with them and they can take pictures and such, because that way I can get some more pictures out there for people to see.
So with Comic Con, since I mean I'm up here in Maine, and the thing is, I haven't been able to get to other places. It seems like. Before it was just like years ago, I did it years ago, and now it seems like it was just like I think in the summertime. But now do they have more Comic-Con conventions during the winter and everything?
There used to be, when I first got into Comic-Con and Anime Fest, there was two separate conventions. And basically it was Anime Fest and near Comic-Con. And then I think... 2 or 3 years ago, they decided, hey, we're going to mash them together. And that was, like, a huge mistake because now it's all, you know, cluttered and it's very weird. So.
Yeah, it seems like it's a different take, but I think what it is, you know, it seems like it has changed and, you know, times are changing stuff with costumes and stuff, the way they evolved. And like I said, I'm not going to be someone, because years ago, I was like, oh my gosh, you're throwing skin, blah, 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 blah. I can't believe that. That's not how the costume, that's how I used to be. But the thing is, what's not right is no matter what size or shape, whether someone's thin or, you know, larger size, or even, believe it or not, women like myself, I hear all the time, it's just really crazy. I want to get six-pack abs, and people saying don't do the lifting or six-pack abs because you're going to look like a man. But I know for a fact that the more I lift, my breasts become a little bit bigger. And it's like, we have so much shaming with bodies, whatever a woman is. I think it's time where I just said, I had enough. It doesn't matter what a woman, her shape or size is. I'm tired of all my sisters out there in the world. There's too much hate. So I support whatever the costumes are. I support any woman, what they do. Because the thing is, if I was to judge someone, I'd be a hypocrite. I really would be a hypocrite. So from now on, I just flipped it a while ago, and it says, whatever women want to do, it's fine with me. It's just that there's so much, it's like negativity where it's an event that's very positive for everyone, and everybody should love everyone. So, you know, yeah. I would be honored if I ever saw you at an event. I really, man, I would do a whole photo shoot with you because, man, you'd make me look good. No, seriously, I'd be like, because like I said, I do the full costume, there's a Kato costume I do, and it's like, I have my hair tucked and I look like a guy. You know, if I had you near me, hey, you know, more power to me. I was like, I got this beautiful woman next to me taking pictures. Hey, fellas, you guys jealous out there? I got a beautiful woman with me right here. You know, I make all the guys jealous with you. Are you kidding me? I was like, yeah, she's my friend. She's like, you know, I should adopt you, so you call you my little sister. Because I'm like, That's it. I'm officially the Opie Queen. I'm telling you today, officially today, being on my show, I'm gonna dub as a ninja today. That's what I gotta tell you. You're a ninja junior, okay? For coming on my show and being brave, because you don't deserve to ever be down. And just like I said, just laugh at the bullies. Go, you're a keyboard warrior. Go, just wipe off your shoulder. Go, that's it. That's all you gotta do. You know, you're beautiful. And I want to know more about your dreams, not just about cosplay. Like, do you think, you know, because I know I might have put things into your head, filming stuff. Like, what else do you want to do out there? Because you're still young. Are there other dreams and hopes that you have? I want people to know.
Well, I used to want to go actually into the Navy, but I've had my daughter, so that kind of is gone. But, you know, I kind of want to go to different conventions around the United States and hopefully around the world and talk about, you know, bullying and cosplay bullying and let them know that, you know, it's a thing that's going on and we should, you know, stop it. And I want to be an advocate for bullying because I've been bullied so much through my cosplay career that, you know, it's very sad, but, you know, that's life. And I want to let people know that it happens, but, you know, if there's a bright light at the end, and you'll have people to support you. Because once I put my video out there, I did not expect to get so many people that are so supportive in it. And hopefully, you know, I can actually go to some conventions and talk about it and, you know, have panels and stuff like that.
That's good. I mean, you can do that. I know people. There's another guy, couple of people in the conventions that I know. I actually interviewed, his name is Christopher Cho. He's kind of well known. He does like Aquaman and all these things. And the funny thing is, people had said to him, because he's a very fit guy, his last name's Cho, C-H-O, and he's really good looking, and he wanted to do Aquaman, and they're like, well, why don't you do like someone like Jackie Chan and stuff? And that's not what he does. He does Superman. He does all these things, really good-looking guy. He does conventions, too. His last name is Cho. I've had him on my show. Another guy that does a lot of things, his name is Genesis Moss. I kept him, so he's funny. He's kind of crazy, but he's funny. He does characters, too. So I think it's like coming together, knowing people. Who knows? I would like, you know, getting to know people out there. I think it's, you know, connecting and who knows, maybe something will come out of the show today. I hope something more positive. It would be awesome to see you do an advocate thing. Even doing skits, I know sometimes at Comic-Con conventions, they have demonstrations. I bet you could do great little skits. You know, it's something that I've seen at, I went to the one up here in Maine, and I didn't have time for the little skits. They get on stage and they do little skits with their costumes, and it's like I saw videos and I thought it was cute. You should think of doing that too. I bet you would be really great at that.
I think I could get some cosplayers together and simulate a cosplay bullying where, like, I can get two cosplayers that think they're all that, and then, you know, me go into their group and they make fun of me and I'd be all paused and talk about bullying. I think I could do that. Do like awareness type
bit. That would be awesome. I could see you doing that. I could see you, you know, be an advocate, speaking out about it, and be strong. Do not ever let anybody make you cry. Never, ever. Like I said, I've been on social media for over 10 years, and at first I'm like, why are people so mean? But then it's like, they leave me alone because I'm crazy. People it's just like, really? No, seriously. I'm like, when people meet me in person, they're like, you're really not crazy, you're nice. And they post it on my Facebook page. I'm like, hey, stop that. I got this reputation of being crazy. Don't say that I'm nice. People leave you alone when you're crazy. So, you know, no, seriously. I'm just like, really? You want to mess with me? And it's like, believe me, I scare people when I yell. So that's why people just like leave me alone. So, you got to keep believing in yourself. I don't care who these negative people are, but you got one positive person that's a ninja here. And like I says, you know, just seeing you, I'm telling you straight out, I'd love to see you just skit. If you ever have, I know we're far away, I don't know if we'll ever be in a convention together, I'd love to do a skit with you someday. You know, I don't know, with my characters, we could come up with some crazy ideas, girl. I'm telling you, we could, I don't care, I play good villains. Everybody's like, why do you want to play a villain? Because I play monsters and I attack people, I can play a villain. You know, just for, you know, I've been picked up and thrown around, so if you want to throw a punch at me, I can take it. Like, I'll like, make something for you. So, you know, I could, you know, you could be a superhero. Seriously, that's what, no, villains are awesome. I like playing the villains. It's great. You may get booed, but, you know, people get paid for good money doing villains, let me tell you.
Yeah.
You know, or something, you know, I don't know, maybe someday. We'll cross paths and we can film something together. I mean, a couple years down the road, you know, when my career is my radio show, because that's what I'm working towards with the show, and I want to do a film, you know, who knows? Maybe it's something I could cast you in a part in a film.
That'd be awesome.
You know, and since what they say is the people that have the money and that are in charge, the executive producers say what it is, and I want to be creative, have creative control, I can do whatever I want. I could, you know, I could have you, the thing is, it has to do with samurais and ninjas and Fast and Furious kind of thing, and who knows, maybe I could even cast you, like, as a little sister or something.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And it's cool, because once you get to know people on set, you know, it's just really awesome. I have extended family members that are film people. And I love working with them. I never thought I would fit in. And I says, man, you know, I'm not the pretty girl type enough for films, but I found a little niche that worked for me. Well, you see, this is how it was. When I first got into it, believe it or not, I was actually training in martial arts and I was ripped. And the thing is, this is how it is in films, and why, like, I write about how I feel. Not that I'm really thinking of it, but they'll never cast me when I was ripped, and I had, like, I was developing my six-pack abs when I was in my 30s, and I was training in martial arts. I got into that, and all they wanted to give me is just the slut roles and the whore roles. I goes, no, that's not what I want. I want to do what the guys are doing. I'm learning basic martial arts. Listen, I'll tuck my hair in a hat. I'll put a sock in my pants. And they're like, nope, 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 nope. And I'm like, I don't, no, seriously, this is what they were doing to me when I first got into acting. And I would go to these places and go, look, I don't want to be someone that, like, I'm not putting anyone down. This is not a down for anybody that does want to do screen queens. They want to run around naked, to each their own. I didn't want to do that. I says, I want to be thrown around on film sets. And I asked them, I says, this is not what I want to do if I want to go out for audition. Every time I would show up in audition, they're like, well, we want you to do this. What's it involved? And I really went to an audition, and Dave's like, well, we want you to be at a table laying down half naked and having this scientist. This was actually a truthful thing. And I'm like, I don't even know where I am. And all you guys want me to do that. I wasted my time going there. So I said, that's not what I want to do. What happened is I started going out to auditions, and people saw what I wanted to do. So I started doing the zombie monsters. I scared some little kids in a film called Little Goddesses. I mean, I end up dying, though, but, you know, it's something that I have fun. I have fun doing zombies and stuff. So for everybody out there, you know, I'm never going to, because of the way films are, I'm not going to pay, you know, the beauty queens, because the film industry thinks I'm ugly, which is not really true. But you get the money and you make the film, you can be leads in a film. And I'm telling you, looking at you right now, you're so very young. You could be a lead in a film anytime. You're beautiful. You're gorgeous. You know, I would love to see you do some acting. Just really, you know, push everything you got, because you've got a strong heart, especially with what you went through. You can take all that emotions and put it in the character and even flip it anymore. And I bet people are going to love you. I know you can act. I know it deep down inside. You know? Like, so is there anything else? Any other dreams and stuff that you ever think of doing? Any other hobbies or anything?
Not really. I mean, I'm kind of like a down-to-earth person, so, you know, if I have one dream, I usually stick to that one.
Oh, good. So, So what are your plans in the future? Is there any plans that you have in the future?
Well, my plans in the future are to try to go to as many conventions as possible and do some panels about bullying and such. So that's pretty much what I'm trying to do. I tried to get on the guest list for Albany Comic Con, but they were already full up, and they said for me to try again next year. So I'm going to try to do that next year. I'm also going to try to go to some other different conventions, hopefully Dragon Con next year, because I've always wanted to go to Dragon Con so bad. But I'm so far away.
Where is Dragon Con? Where is that at?
I think that's in Boston, I'm pretty sure. No, I think it's in Atlanta. Atlanta, yeah. Sorry.
Well, there's always, you know, if you can save up for it to go, do you have to fly or do you drive?
I don't have my license at the moment because I'm still pretty new at driving. But
okay.
I'd have to fly and get a hotel and bring my daughter with me, and it'll be a big thing, but hopefully I'll have one of my friends there with me to watch my daughter while I do the panels and stuff.
Yeah, well, so your husband, well, you don't have to tell me, but would your husband ever go with you to these things, or?
Well, he works a lot.
Okay.
And he used to cosplay, and I'm trying to get him to cosplay from your Comic Con in a month. But he's been working so much on his promotion for work that it's taking up most of his time.
Well,
so,
if it's a month away, do you think he could take time off if he does it in advance to take it off?
We already bought our tickets, so he already took off for the Comic-Con for next month.
Oh, good!
So
that's awesome!
Yeah, he'll be coming with me, and we're trying to get his Asuma cosplay from Naruto. But if not, he'll just be some random ninja, some random ninja from Naruto, because, you know, he really wants the costume for Naruto, but it's a month away, and usually shipping takes at least a month or so.
Okay, are you guys ordering out of the country for your costumes?
I usually order from China.
Okay, yeah,
Korea.
That's why I was going to say, yeah. Because I would say a month, it was like, you guys must order out of a country, because it was like a month.
they really know what
yeah.
they're doing. They're amazing with their costume work. So that's why I order from China or Korea. Because every time I order costumes from the United States, you know, either the sizes are wrong or the stitchings are horrible, so I've kind of more distanced myself from ordering from, the USA.
Yeah. I think they're very talented. When you do order overseas for certain costumes, I think they're very over-talented. And I was just wondering, the makeup that you use, like, on your face, I was just wondering, because I really have, I don't know if you know anything about makeup and stuff. I'm not regular makeup because I'm trying to, because I move around, I sweat so much. Do you have any stuff that's like waterproof or something? You know, I have very bad dark circles, and I'm just wondering, help a sister out. Can you give me a little tip? Do you have anything on makeup that you could talk to me about?
Well, I use MAC foundation for my skin sometimes if I have like a pimple or something. The foundation I usually use is a MAC cover-up, and it's in a little tube. So I use that, and I also use a Smashbox Photo Finish Primer for my foundation, so that way there's no streaks or anything. So that really gets rid of my dark circles, because I just put it under my eye.
Because I'm like, man, that's just because I'm like, wow, she got really, really nice skin. You photographed so well, and I'm sitting here going, when I'm doing photographs and I'm on a film set, because I sweat so much, I'm like, what is really good? Because I'm, like I said, regular makeup, special effects and stuff, I'm really well. But even day to day, I'm going, I just want to get rid of my dark circles. They're really dark, and I sweat so much. I'm like, I know I shouldn't be saying this on the air, because people are, like, thinking I'm smelly or something. But, you know, it's something where I'm like, wow, I need to do it. So, Mac, you'll have to write that. Is it MAC? Is that what it is?
It's there's one called Mac Cover Up. It's in a little tube, and there's also one called Smashbox Photo Finish Primer. So you put the primer on first, and then the cover up. And then what I use for my eyes is it's called Submissive Eye Base, BA Bombshell Cosmetics, and it's just basically an eye base for your eye makeup, so it doesn't run or, you know, come off.
Okay, you'll have to, after the show, you'll have to write to me, send me a message, because I'm such a dorkfish. I've got this nickname, Dorkfish. My head's always spinning in a circle like a tornado. I'll probably forget it when we're off the show. You'll have to write to me, because believe me, I need tips, girl. I need tips because I want to look pretty. You know, like that. It's just because it's like, even looking at you without the makeup, this one, where is that picture, girl? This one that you have with the red hair, the transformation. I'm like looking at it. There's one where you get your hair on a net before the transformation, and it's like, I was like, I don't even see any dark circles on you. I'm like, you look like, no, seriously, I'm not kidding. The before picture, I'm going, my dark circles are so dark, I don't even see that. You know, you have the makeup on after it. I'm looking to see. So do you color in your eyebrows, too, to match the wigs and stuff? Because I'm seeing it before
and
after.
Yeah, I actually, I bleach my eyebrows. And I just draw my eyebrows sometimes because it's easier than, you know, dyeing it the same color as the wig. So I just basically take some eyeshadow and either a Q-tip or an eye brush, and I just draw on the eyebrows myself. That way it actually looks like the color of the hair. And with that, the orange wig, it actually took me like 2 to 3 tries to get the orange just right to match the wig.
Oh, wow. So you have a hairnet. Do you have some sort of hairnet before you put the wig on?
Yeah, because it actually keeps my hair in place so it doesn't come out into the wig. So it actually looks like my hair is actually orange.
Oh, I did not know that. Because here I am. I have a big poof. Like, I wake up like Chewbacca. My hair's dark, and I'm like, I try to put my hair in a braid and stuff, but I was like, I never thought it's just a regular hair net. That's what you put on before the wig, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's the wig is amazing. It looks like real hair. It looks like that's your hair. Wow.
Yeah, I try to get really good wigs to make that effect because it's very hard to find wigs that are not that actually make my hair look real. And I do dye my hair different colors. And sometimes I'll just wear my regular hair, but other times I'll just wear wigs.
Well, that's really cool. Thank you for giving me tips. Like I said, I'm kind of a little bit tomboyish, and you're lucky to see me in a dress at all. So I'm like, man, I'm like, I just don't know about, I'm trying to learn about makeup tips because you go, when I'm working on a film and it just runs and I'm moving around, I go, there has to be something that has to be a little more stronger because it's a pain in the neck to do. People don't understand what you do with the cosplay. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work to look that good. You know, it's kind of like you got to do the makeup, you got to do the hair and then the costumes and, you know, going to make sure nothing's ripped. So, I mean, how long does it take you to transfer, like, you know, into these costumes? Is it a couple of hours? I mean, how long does it take?
Well, I know I'm doing Tsunade for New York Comic Con Thursday next month, and my husband usually helps me get ready because I usually wear, like, a stomach band to hide my stomach so it looks, like, flatter because I still have my baby bump. From when I had my daughter, I still can't get rid of that. So he literally helps me put that on. And then he helps me put my costume on. That way I don't smudge the makeup or ruin the wig. Because if I put my costume on before the makeup, I risk getting makeup on the costume. So.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
He really helps me. So it takes about an hour and a half to really get ready for a convention.
Wow, that's just me. Do you ever think of those, like some of them, what is they call the Lolita dolls? Have you ever heard of that? You ever see those, they're really white-skinned porcelain Lolitas, I think they're called. They dress up like dolls.
Yeah, I've seen those. I know a few girls that actually dress up in Lolita wear. And I tried that in the past, and I have the skin for it, but usually Lolita girls are small or short and not very busty. But anyone can cosplay and do Lolita, but for my preference, I tried it, and I could not get into it because it was awkward because I'm so tall. I'm 5'9". So I went to a Lolita meetup, and everyone's so small, and I'm just looking down at them like, oh, I look very out of place right now.
Oh, wow. I did not know you're even taller than me. You're 5'9"?
Yeah, I'm very tall.
Oh, wow. So if you have, like, heels on, you're going to be, like, over 6 feet tall.
Yeah, that's why for my Rainbow Mika costume a while back at New York Comic Con 2012, I was wearing heels, and I was like, oh, my God, I look like I'm towering over everyone. This is not good.
Oh, good. No, girl, tell me about it. Oh, good. Tall girl, yeah. Same thing here. I'm so super pumped. I'm like, yeah, maybe you were my little sister in a former life.
Yeah, I know.
I did not know you were that tall. My gosh, you could play, like, Wonder Woman. I'm just...
Yeah. Actually, it's one of the characters on my cosplay to-do list. I really want to do Wonder Woman one day.
Really? Oh, girl, let's talk. You know, seriously, I've always wanted to do Xena, and I never found my Gabrielle. I've always wanted to, like, try Xena, and I'm like, man, when I'm seeing that, I was like, maybe you'll be my Gabrielle someday. Seriously? You know, it's just like, you know, big sister here, little sister, you're just amazing. I can't even stress that enough. And I, once again, you know, don't listen to anybody, you know, on your Facebook page. If it gets too much, just delete it. Like it says, social media is what it is. You're looking at a computer. When you wake up every morning, are any of those people there in your house? They're not there, right? They're just, it's just social media because, like I said, what people are, they're just keyboard warriors, and you're just, you know, you're doing your thing. And in society, I've been trying to tell people what people do in society is we're programmed. And we're programmed to what in America is go to a job, pay bills, and die. And when you do anything different than that, when you do something you really love, it's out of the norm, and it makes you happy. And sometimes I honestly think people, the stuck that are being programmed, are unhappy seeing that people do anything out of the norm because you're truly happy with what you're doing. And never ever let anybody ever tell you anything different. You're not doing anything wrong. You're not murdering puppies. You know, you're not doing anything like that. Do you know what I'm saying? You're not going around harming anyone. You're dressing up in a costume. So anybody that bothers you, I mean, there's so much hate out there in the world. You know, I mean, for myself, I tell people my dream is to, like, you know, I don't own any property. I'm not tied down. Don't have a boyfriend, husband. Don't have kids. My radio show is going to be my career. I want to do a couple of films. I made my contacts in the martial arts stunt world. People know me. They're masters in the stunt world. It took me 3 years, everything I've gone through. And that's why I say, believe me, I've been in your position where it was horrible and bullying. But the thing is, I proved a lot of people wrong because what I love doing, it's not hurting anyone. In return, because people in the martial art world, these masters and stuff that have worked on films, and I'm working my way up to get, like, I want to get Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise, all these people, A-list actors, not just in the indie world, but to have them on my show when it's possible. So if you have a dream, if you want to do cosplay, you're not hurting anyone at all. And never, never, ever let those people ever make you cry again. So I'm here for you. I want you to know that, Opie. Opie Queen, I'm bowing down to you. I'm not worthy. So just to let you know, I'm not worthy. I'm bowing down to the queen today. Yes, you are the queen. So snap those fingers, girl. You're all that in a bag of chips, girlfriend, let me tell you. So I'm just letting you know that. Anytime, if it does get overwhelming, you know, send me a message. I'm always going to be there for you. Fair warning, I do post a lot on my Facebook page, so I hope that doesn't drive you crazy. But believe me, you've got a fan here I'm going to be like your number one fan supporting you. Anytime you need promotion, you know, pick me up. I run the show. You ever want to be a guest again, you know, let me know. I'll put you on the show again. I'm the one that's in charge. So if you're too busy to be on my show, if you need promotion, like if you're going to be at a convention, let me know. Write me up a little promo, a little biography, and where you're going to be. And I'll do a promo on my show and announce where you're going to be at. So anytime, let me know. I'll get your promotion going.
Thank you. That's awesome.
You're welcome. I was like, I'm a big supporter. Like I said, I'm a mama cosplayer. Did it for years, and I just started getting back into it. I'm like, whoa, what happened to cosplay? I'm like, whoa, look at these women. So I'm not hating, but supporting. And this is what we need to do. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the women are wearing and stuff like that. I got to support people out there. There's too much negativity out there. I'm just helpless lifting my sisters no matter what they wear. Believe me, I would take offense if anybody's making anyone feel bad. I don't like the bullying. I know it's out there and I know it's part of life. But instead of bullying, let's just help, you know, uplift each other. So I'm here for you. I mean, I've been on the air for, I know that, you know, you're there with your daughter. And we've probably got about, let's see, maybe about 10, 15 minutes left. I've done a lot of talking and stuff. I don't know how many interviews you've done. I mean, this sounds, you know, like you're handling yourself pretty well. So I just want to, like, anything, you know, like I says, I don't know. Have you ever done any other interviews? Is this your first one?
Yeah, this is my first ever one.
Really? Oh, my gosh, you handled yourself like a pro. Seriously? You really did awesome. See, did I not tell you? You feel comfortable on my show. It's like having a conversation, and I make people feel comfortable. I'm a little crazy. But you're always welcome here. And I was like, is there anything you want to say out? Is there any shout-outs, any supporters, listeners? What do you want to say? I want you to say everything you want to say. So go ahead, take it away.
I just, you know, everyone that's listening from my, you know, Facebook page that bullying is not okay, and I'm happy that my video got so many views, so many hits, and actually got the word out there that, you know, bullying isn't okay, and, you know, we really have to stand up for our fellow cosplayers and make sure that that does not happen, and, you know, I really hope that, you know, cosplay bullying comes to an end soon, and that the people who are bullying, you know, realize that it does hurt people and, you know, it's not okay. So that's basically what I wanted to say, that hopefully it's not going to happen anymore.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You know, such a positive, positive young lady. You're beautiful. You're gorgeous. You now have a friend that's a ninja. And I'm not just saying I'm going to dress up in cosplay, believe me. I've got... You know, you never can tell, you know, who knows, maybe you go beyond just cosplaying because you're just so special. I want you to know that, Opie Queen. I don't mean this by, you know, having you on the show, you know, saying this. I just want you're a very special young lady.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So I look forward, you know, I mean, you know, I'm trying to see what time is it left here. So anything else, any shout-outs, anything, any hopes, anything else you want to say?
This is my first time on a radio show, so I don't know.
No, that's okay. You know, this is just the beginning. It's your first one. You did really well. You didn't even sound nervous. Didn't I tell you it was going to be like, you know, a conversation on the phone? Didn't I say that was going to be like, you're welcome? So I make people feel very comfortable. So, you know, I look forward to having you on a guest in the future. Like I said, anytime you let me know, I'll get you on my show. Anytime you're going to go to a convention, let me know. I'll make an announcement. I have a next show Wednesday night. You can always call in. You can always say hi. You've got the number to the radio show. Like I said, I'm there to support you. I might end up being your number one supporter. I just there. So let me know that. And you did great. If this was really truly your first interval on radio, you did awesome.
You did awesome. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. It was an honor Opie Queen, I'm not worthy. You are the queen. Remember that, girl? All that in a bag of chips. So thank you for being on my show. And you have you enjoy the rest of your thank you. So you enjoy the rest of your Ninja Sunday, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, beautiful young lady right there, Opie Queen. I think it's spelled O-P-P-A-A, Queen. Check out our Facebook page. Very beautiful. And just hope you all know out there, all of those who have dreams, you all dreamers out there, you all deserve happiness. And just remember that. Each and every one of you are special out there. So how's that saying go? Reach for the stars or reach for the moon and you always land among the stars. So everyone, thank you. Thank you for the supporters out there, the listeners. And once again, I'm going to end the show with a wonderful, positive song from Superman, who's out there, is going to be a future guest. And I have so many future guests, I can't wait to get more people on my show. And everyone, enjoy the rest of their day. And I'm going to end the show once again with Why by Superman. Everyone, enjoy your Ninja Sunday. All right, bye-bye.
I don't want no one, no, yo, what?